Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Me Time, Alonement's new weekly series of 10-minute mini episodes from the archives. We'll be showcasing some of the very best wisdom from our favourite former guests, and we'll be doing so in bite-sized episodes designed for those small pockets of me time. This teeny tiny clip is taken from my conversation with author and entrepreneur Mo Gawdat, first released in September 2021.
It really is quite interesting when you realize that you don't actually have to accept your thoughts. You can debate them and you can have a conversation around them.
And if you don't have to actually accept your thoughts, or at least you don't have to accept all of them, that means that you don't have to be scared of being alone with your thoughts.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I have an exercise that I call Meet Becky, and I do that 3 times a week religiously, which is to encourage my brain. It's not opposite of meditation, because meditation, part of meditation is to become aware of what you're aware of. Okay, but it's an advanced, more advanced meditation. But the difference is I don't try to slow my brain down at all. I don't try to focus on my breathing. I literally tell my Becky to go 100 miles an hour. Give me every thought that's been on your mind, okay? And I allow myself a notepad and a pen, and I write them down, and some ridiculous crap comes up, right? But the idea is that your brain is your best ally. The only reason why it keeps making those noises in your head is because you're not listening, okay? And if you actually listen, and if you actually show interest and debate the authenticity of those thoughts and agree on certain thoughts that they are important and put down actions that you can behind those thoughts, your brain will never bring them up again. Okay? If you keep getting that thought of, I should have told him this, I should have told him this, I should have told him this, I should have told him this. Okay? Okay. Sit down, discuss it with your brain. Tell your brain what are the ups and downs of telling him this, and then decide. If you want to tell him this, text him this, okay? If you don't want to tell him this, then tell your brain, but we've discussed it and we've agreed, both of us, that it's not a wise thing to tell him this. And we're done. If you do that exercise, your brain will simply not bring that thought up again unless it has a new piece of information. Hey, something changed, would you like to tell him this now? Because something changed. Otherwise, you'll go back to your brain and say, no, I don't, we discussed this before, we agreed that we shouldn't, okay? And the exercise is very simple, really. I basically tell Becky to, I don't hang on to any thought, I just listen to whatever she tells me, I repeat it, okay? And then I say, what else? So, my brain will start with a simple, hey, remember you're talking to Francesca today. Sure, brain, we'll talk to Francesca today. What else? Remember to get your batteries charged for your voice recorder. Okay, good idea, brain. Batteries charged. What else? Right? And you go through those things, and your brain starts to slow down, because suddenly it goes like, oh my God, he's listening, or she's listening. Like, what am I doing here? I need to say something smart. So it literally slows down. It comes up with smarter ideas. And then eventually it runs out of ideas, so it starts to repeat itself. And rule number 2 is very straightforward. No thought is to be repeated. Okay, so after normally 10, 12 minutes for me, my brain goes like, yeah, and remember to get batteries for the recording. And I go like, but you said that before, what else? Okay, and it goes like, that's it really, nothing more to say. And I end up in total silence. total heavenly silence where your brain, you're not struggling with your brain. You're not trying to strap it down by focusing on your breath or other you know forms of meditation. Your brain is like, I have nothing to say. I'm just completely chill, right? You don't even have to exert effort to silence me. It's total heaven, okay? And of course, the byproduct of it is a huge laugh when you read what you wrote, the notes that you took afterwards about how ridiculous some of those thoughts are, okay? And when you see them with your eyes, you can correct them. You can just remove them. You can tell your brain, that's funny, right? Most of the time, your brain, you don't even need to argue. It's like, yeah, it actually is funny. I'm so sorry I came up with that thought. I'm not going to do that again. The idea is every time you think a joyful thought, this thought becomes stronger and the negative thought becomes weaker. This is the nature of our neurobiology, okay? Every time. So more and more, I am keeping the memory of the beautiful time I spent with Ali alive rather than keeping the memory of his death alive. And it's all a choice. It's all a choice. It's all the choice of what it is that we keep alive, that we give energy to, that we strengthen. It's like going to the gym. You can go to the gym and choose to lift weights all the time and you look like a triangle. Okay. You can choose to squat all the time and you look like a pear. It's a choice. Okay. The gym is out there for you. It's about what you choose to exercise. And, you know, what do we choose to exercise? We're choosing to exercise swiping on social media. We're choosing to exercise following the BBC and all of the negativity, or Channel 4 and all of the negativity. You know, why do we do that? Why do we do that? When in reality, we can keep the good part of life alive.
Completely. And I think that that's perhaps when we do fear being alone. I think I came across some interesting research a little while ago, where it was an Israeli study from last year, where they found that actually when we're with other people, we find it easier to sort of be aware and in the present moment. But when we're by ourselves, our brains more naturally reflect on the past and the future. And I think the methods that you are describing, and that, you know, that very sort of original take on how to be aware and with yourself and to reframe your brain to think the more positive, constructive thoughts when you're alone, that actually gives you a toolkit to finding awareness and presence in the alone moment. And also I feel like for me, it sort of offers quite a useful toolkit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.